Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
One of the big business stories of the week was the news that Jerry Greenfield of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream is about to leave the company after almost 50 years following a bitter dispute with the parent company Unilever relating to the ice cream being sold in Israeli settlements on the West Bank. I'd like to be joined now by Enda Kelly. He's the Managing Director of Folk VML. And we're going to look at this issue. And more widely, we're going to look at how customers do or don't care about the politics of companies they buy from. So, Enda, you're very welcome to the programme. Remind us a little bit about this story, the Ben & Jerry's story, and the backdrop to it, if you would.
I will do, yeah. Lovely to be here, Bobby. Thanks for having me in. So first of all, this story is like any good story that takes hold in media. It's very much a layered story, right? This isn't just a story about an acquisition and a bit of a misalignment of brand values. It's a bigger story than that.
Yeah.
Ultimately, Ben & Jerry's was purchased in the early 2000s by Unilever. At that time, Unilever were pursuing, I suppose, a corporate strategy and a brand strategy very much around purpose marketing. Purpose marketing being very much at the DNA of Ben & Jerry's.
So part of the Unilever strategy at that time was to acquire a company that had really good social credentials, exactly, such as Ben & Jerry.
Exactly.
So really there are two parties here. There's Unilever and their motive to reposition their overall strategy. And secondly, if you're Ben & Jerry's and somebody comes over the hill with a huge check, you know, you're selling the business and really your say thereafter has got to be compromised.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I mean, Ben & Jerry's from their very inception had very, very keen values on what they stood for and what they didn't as a brand. And the founders were very, very strict on that. And that's very commendable. I suppose what they stood for very much around environmental causes, racial justice, etc. These are very commendable values that any bigger parent company can get behind. I suppose what's happened now is the parent company, in terms of Unilever, has let Ben & Jerry's a little bit loose on the leash in terms of from the deal.
For a good number of years as well.
For years, yeah. And as I understand, that was part of the deal when they were bought. You know, that the founders weren't going to be silenced on some of their more social cause related things that they believed in as a brand and as founders. But I suppose when it strays into things that are a bit more controversial, like the Israel-Palestine conflict at the moment. And by controversial, I mean, there's a split in consumer base. You know, you are naturally splitting your target audience if you're taking one side or another of a debate that's going on or a conflict that's going on. That's when it actually boils up, because ultimately we can all get behind an environmental cause. It is a bit more difficult for a parent company to get behind in Unilever a cause that is naturally going to split some of their target audience.
So then, you know, if we look to maybe some other examples, I know you're a Tesla driver, so we won't hold that against you. But if we look at somebody like Musk, whose name effectively is intrinsically linked to his brand. Now, that always happens at a period in a company's history where the founder and the brand are closely aligned because they're one and the same. But generally they diverge as time goes on. Would you accept that?
Yeah. Oftentimes, I suppose, look, it depends on the ego of the CEO or the founder, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
How much front and centre they want to be. But like, if we take a step back, what is a brand? Okay, a brand is just a culmination of the perceptions and the associations that I have for a company. So it's a shortcut to do I purchase it or not. But ultimately, at a more emotional level, it says something about me if I buy it. That's why, you know, fashion brands, consumer brands, etc. That's why brand is so important and has such value. And because it to the external world, I'm wearing it.
Yeah.
They can see it. So same with your car, same with luxury brands. That's why brand value is so important. So when you take something like Tesla, their brand values were incredible when they were set up. You know, it's all about innovation. It's about the environment. They're progressive by their very nature. So if I buy a Tesla, that says something about me. Now, Elon Musk, you know, for a large part had those perceptions until, I suppose, he's gotten involved in a cultural and societal debate and, again, chose a side from a political point of view that then splits his base immediately.
Yeah.
It splits his customer base and his target audience immediately.
Like, and again, it's reflected in the sales, the damage that
his share price. And well, I think that was the first decline in sales they had in 10 years.
Yeah.
It was after he got involved with the MAGA movement. So, you know, if you take the likes of when people have done it extremely well in the past, you know, the likes of Unilever again, I mean, they pioneered a lot of purpose marketing in terms of Dove is a great example from theirs from the early 2000s. So they would have very much lent into a body positivity, inner beauty perception for their brand to stand out and differentiate themselves. And they doubled their sales within 10 years
yeah.
by doubling down on that.
I was thinking as well about a couple of other examples. Coca-Cola buying Costa Coffee, Green and Blacks, they sold, I think it was to Cadbury. Even more locally, Avoca Hand Weavers was taken over by Aramark. And McDonald's at one stage owned or bought Pret a Manger or a big stake in it. So when you get takeovers such as that, there are a couple of things. Like the personality of the business that's acquired is sort of forced to change.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I would argue that all the people who sold to these bigger brands, they got big checks and they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, and look, things like brand values and corporate values can sound quite fluffy. You know, they can, and they can be kind of positioned as quite fluffy. But ultimately, in pretty much all the examples you mentioned there, that is a misalignment in values
and
brand values. So not just the values of the founders or the people who are buying them, but the consumers who purchase those products.
And it's interesting as well, in the case of Ben & Jerry with Unilever, it's unusual that founders or two founders would stay so long.
Yes.
With a bit, like, that is unusual that they were, whatever, post-acquisition, they were 30-odd years there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's also probably unusual that they would have been given free hand within an organization such as Unilever.
Yeah, and look, I mean, it is symptomatic of a bigger pivot and strategy from a corporate level in Unilever. So again, they would have very much doubled down based on the success in the early 2000s and the 2000s on the likes of Dove. Unilever across their portfolio would have doubled down on leaning into societal causes, you know, very much purpose marketing, driving brand equity through good causes. There's a couple of layers to that in terms of SDGs, budgets that can release. So that very much was a success for Unilever until everyone else started doing it. And then it doesn't differentiate you anymore.
The key question, finally, that I have for you, Andy, is, you know, where is price in this? If you put a product in front of me at a particular price and, you know, I can think of all its credentials, its contributions to society, but how much is it? Is that my primary? Generally, when we look at brands, price tends to trump most other things.
Yeah, it's like I'm sure a lot of people are well aware of the hierarchy of needs, you know, for humans. And we have a lot of basic needs at the foundation. You know, are we fed? Are we watered? Do we have a place to sleep? And then there's more kind of emotional needs, psychological needs as you ladder up. Brands are no different. So from a brand, I need the price, the availability, the convenience, the quality to be of a certain standard. And then I want more emotional and psychological benefits.
So price first, everything else afterwards. Enda Kelly, from Managing Director from Folk VML. Thanks for coming in to debate this with me. A great conversation.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.